Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Seward County Emergency Management Director says 4 to 5 homes in Liberal have moderate to severe damage and another 10 to 12 homes have moderate damage after a tornado moved through the area over the weekend. One person treated for minor injuries and has since been released. Neighbors say it sounded like a train going through the neighborhood with a roof completely gone and the damage done in just a matter of a few minutes. And a semi-truck driver was hospitalized after his livestock truck flipped over on a western Kansas interstate.
The accident happened last Wednesday evening when the driver, Alfredo G. Castelli Gomez of Dodge City, swerved to avoid a passing vehicle and ended up in a ditch. Gomez believed the vehicle was going to hit him and he moved too far to the right, which caused the accident. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries and was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday morning, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Russell County Sheriff's Office, the Russell Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Barber County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects for suspected distribution of methamphetamine and firearms violations. On Thursday, February 23rd, at approximately 7 a.m., KBI agents and investigators executed search warrants at two properties in Russell, Kansas, and on a vehicle that the Kansas Highway Patrol stopped along I-70 around 3 miles east of Dorrance, Kansas. The vehicle was occupied by Richard Kearns, 63, of Russell, and Beverly Driscoll, 65, of Russell. During the searches, law enforcement officers located over 2.5 pounds of methamphetamine and approximately 15 firearms. Kearns and Driscoll were arrested for distribution of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession with the intent to distribute on or within 1,000 feet of a school, and several weapons violations. They were booked into the Russell County Jail. Formal charges are pending, and all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This is an ongoing investigation. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced $4.1 million in tax credits will once again be made available under the Community Service Tax Credit Program, or CSP. CSP assists private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities who are undertaking major capital campaigns for projects involving community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and health care services. Under the program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions towards approved projects. Organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits, and the application window is open from March 1st through April 30th of 2023 at kansascommerce.gov/CSP. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. For example, projects might include a capital campaign, major equipment purchase, major renovation, capacity building, etc., And as was the case in 2022, CSP has earmarked up to $1 million for child care and early childhood development projects for services to those under the age of five. Applicant organizations in rural areas less than 15,000 in population are eligible for a 70% credit, and applicant organizations in non-rural areas are eligible for a 50% credit. If an organization is interested in applying for the CSP program, the Department of Commerce invites them to an introductory webinar at 1 p.m. this Wednesday, March 1st, and registration is required. For questions regarding CSP tax credits, you can contact Community Development Specialist Sarah Bloom at 785-506-9278. And for more information about the program and the webinar, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/CSP. Authorities investigating a fatal Northwest Kansas crash that occurred just after 3 a.m. on February 18th have released the identity of the victim as 26-year-old Catlin Klima of Oberlin. On Friday, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2012 Chevy Equinox driven by Klima was southbound on Kansas 383, 7 miles northeast of the Kansas 123 junction at Dresden. The road curves to the left, and the vehicle traveled off the road to the right. The driver then overcorrected and caused the vehicle to slide sideways into the east ditch, and the vehicle spun 180 degrees in the ditch, rolled one time, and came to rest on its wheels facing north. The driver was ejected when the vehicle rolled. Klima was pronounced dead at the scene and transported to Paul's funeral home, and she was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
In a news conference, Fort Hays State University announced the opportunity to award an extra $5 million in scholarships to students in exceptional financial need through a new grant match, the Kansas Comprehensive Grant Program, through the state of Kansas, which will match gifts to Fort Hays State University dollar for dollar. Students experience various stressors while attending college, with finances often topping the list. So gifts made to Fort Hays State University's Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Fund will specifically impact students at Fort Hays State, who are Kansas residents enrolled full-time and demonstrate significant financial need. Should donations to the fund total $2.4 million, Fort Hays State could offer nearly $5 million in additional scholarship support. This needs-based grant impacts Fort Hays State University students who dream of completing a bachelor's degree but may not graduate without assistance. The Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program will change the trajectory of students' lives, as eligible students can receive up to 8 semesters of support for those enrolled in a 4-year program, and those enrolled in a qualifying 5-year program can receive up to 10 semesters of financial assistance. For the 2023-2024 academic year, each qualifying Fort Hays State University student can receive up to $4,000 to assist with tuition and books. For more information, you can visit foundation.fhsu.edu/KCG. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are issuing fish consumption advisories for 2023, and the advisories identify the types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish from Kansas waters. And this includes water bodies affected by harmful algae blooms. To date, measured algae toxin levels in fish samples collected from waters affected by harmful algae blooms suggest the fish are safe to eat. However, you need to take precautions to be safe, and they include to avoid skin contact with the water, wear gloves when handling wet fish and equipment, rinse your fish with clean water, remove the skin from the fillets and rinse with clean water prior to cooking or freezing, eat only skinless fillets, and do not eat shellfish. Some general advice for reducing exposure to chemicals in fish include to keep the smaller fish to eat and let the big ones go, avoid eating fish parts other than fillets, trim the fat from the fillets and or use cooking methods that allow fat to drip away, avoid fishing wild-caught fish for daily nutritional needs in rivers within or immediately downstream of large urban industrial areas, and do not eat fish or aquatic life from wastewater outfalls, waste treatment lagoons, or stormwater retention ponds. For more information about fishing in Kansas, including licensing, regulations, fishing reports, fishing forecasts, and harmful algae blooms, you can visit the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism fishing website at ksoutdoors.com/fishing. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2023 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The grant funds are to be granted to projects and organizations to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops by leveraging efforts to market and promote, assisting producers with research and development, expanding availability and access, and addressing local, regional, and national challenges confronting specialty crop producers. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully promote specialty crops in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. The recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. The applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 15th. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the 2023 Kansas Request for Applications from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website, agriculture.ks.gov/specialty-crop. Specialty crop block grant funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value and acreage of specialty crops in the state. And in 2023, Kansas will receive approximately $327,000. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When life happens, Boxler Insurance will be there to help you get through it. This is David Davis from Boxler Insurance Agency. Be prepared for life's unexpected events with one of our many just-in-case insurance options. We not only assess your insurance needs and get you the policies that best meet those needs, we will also be there if you ever need to use those policies by assisting with submitting claims. Start to finish, we're there for you. Contact us at 785-877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The White House announced actions intending to hold Russia accountable for invading Ukraine. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says as part of that effort, President Biden announced additional tariff increases on a variety of goods from Russia worth approximately $2.8 billion. The president raised tariffs on most metal and metal products, doubling them from 35% to 70% and targeting a crucial revenue-generating sector of the Russian economy. He also increased tariffs on additional Russian products to 35%, including chemicals and minerals. These moves are complemented by tariff increases on Russian aluminum. These actions are carefully calibrated to put economic pressure on Russia while minimizing the costs to U.S. consumers, says Tai. As the president recently said in Poland, the United States and our allies and partners will hold accountable those who are responsible for the war. She also says those actions demonstrate the U.S.'s resolve in doing precisely that. The price of eggs is projected to fall dramatically after reaching record high levels over several months. The USDA says those prices should fall back to typical levels this year, provided the U.S. doesn't see a rebound in highly pathogenic avian influenza cases in 2023. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the price of eggs in January was $4.80 a dozen, 150% higher than in January of last year. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer told the Ag Outlook Forum attendees that wholesale egg prices will drop almost 27% in 2023. The agency says the high price of eggs is driven by historic levels of avian flu outbreaks that have killed more than 58 million backyard and commercial chickens and turkeys since last February. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. With that strong low pressure system exiting the central plains, we're back to a sunny weather pattern across Kansas, but the gusty wind will continue through the day. We're getting return flow out of the northwest at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. Fairly mild today, temperatures reaching the upper 50s to mid 60s for most of our state, and we have dry air moving in for now. Precipitation chances will be low for the next couple of days. On the map, heading into this afternoon, that big low pressure system that caused the severe weather across much of Kansas last night is all the way up in the Great Lakes. We have another system entering the Pacific Northwest and a cold front dropping more rain and snow from Washington State down into Central California. The severe weather hotspots today will be the Midwest and the Ohio Valley. Around here, sunny and breezy for the Central Plains with 50s in our northern and western counties and 60s in the south and east. Breezy to gusty through the afternoon. For this evening, the wind will calm down a little bit with high pressure settling into our area. Clear skies and temperatures dropping into the upper 20s for western Kansas and 30s in the east. Looking at Tuesday, high pressure will stay put over our area with a low pressure trough developing over southwestern Kansas. Less windy tomorrow and a bit warmer. The next system will get together in the Four Corners late Tuesday and looks to bring more showers to Kansas by late Wednesday through Thursday. This afternoon's highs in the northwestern counties, mid to upper 50s with upper 20s overnight, upper 50s and low 60s north central. Tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Northeast, 55 to 60 today and low 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low 60s for the afternoon, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Mid to upper 60s south central and low to mid 30s for the overnight. And southeast, mid to upper 60s, tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Take a look, take a look.
And cry.
But I just